And Sarah, with a little help from a few of her friends, here is Sarah Dacey Charles. I'll see you guys on the other side.
So, welcome to Sunday school. Aren't you going to sing me a song? So, Karen Drucker actually wrote this wonderful song. She is an amazing singer-songwriter, and her this song is about intention setting. And I invite you, as you kind of, it's intentionally written so it's catchy and so you can pick it up really quickly. And her intention is that you can use it throughout the week. So I have some friends who are going to help me. And her belief is that, you know, no matter what is going on, we have the power to choose how our day is going to go, how we're going to feel about what's going on. And so let's choose wisely. So we got together and we all sort of thought about things we would actually like to be feeling. And with the help of the amazing Leo, we've written it down. So it's going to be kind of, I don't know what order we're going to sing it in, but we're going to figure it out because we have Leo, who's got the pointer. So as each verse comes around, we'll look over to Leo and he'll tell us, what am I feeling now? And then we'll sing it together. So you get the idea, right? Hit it! What do I want my day to be? I choose. What do I want to feel today? I choose. What do I want to be today? I choose. I choose, I choose.
Good morning, Unity in the City. It is so grateful that I am to be able to be back with you again this Sunday. I cannot tell you what a joy it was for me last Sunday to be a glad participant in a plot that was designed by Leo to get me to be able to be there with you live on last Sunday. I'm so grateful, and I want to thank you, Gael, for helping me to get disguised and for sneaking me into Symphony Space past many, many people who knew me but did not recognize me. I am so grateful. As you see, my talk today is based on a scripture which says, as a person thinketh, so are they. As a person thinketh, so they are. And my talk title is, Who Do You Think You Are? This is one of those terms that is generally asked of someone in a non-positive way. You're either doing something that someone doesn't understand, or you're overstepping boundaries, or something that is non-positive. And they step back and they look at you and say, just who do you think you are? But I'm going to speak today in a more positive way about this idea and this question. This is a question that I ask myself over and over periodically through the many years, because I want to take a pause for the cause, a sila, a moment to understand Carlos Wayne Anderson. At the deepest level of your being, just who do you think you are? It's an important question, because who we think we are is the ruler and the controller of our lives. As we know, our founder, our brother, Charles Fillmore, and his wife, Myrtle, realized that the power of thought is the one and only power there is in the universe. The entire universe is received and understood by the power of consciousness, and therefore it is important that we become even and ever more grateful, even and ever more accepting of the role we have in maintaining our own level of consciousness. This scripture says something very interesting to me that I noticed many years ago. It said, as a person thinketh in their heart, so they are. It occurred to me that what is not being said is equally as important as what is being said. Once again, what is being said is, as a person thinketh in their heart, so they are. Well, what isn't being said, that's as an important thing as what is being said, is this revelation. It does not say, as a person thinketh, so they are. As a person thinketh, so are they. No. It occurred to me upon realizing this that our thinking is not creative in terms of our self-identity. Thinking alone cannot bring us to a point of actual change or transformation in our own self-concept and our own self-identification. We must think in our heart. What is being said is that as we think in our heart, so we are. Well, what is another way of saying, as a person thinketh in their heart? This is not speaking of fleeting thoughts that go through our mind, and it has sometimes very little to do with what we think, or what we say as a result of what we think. For example, I can say, thinking that it is true of me, that I am a child of God, in whom God is well pleased. A beautiful thought, an absolute truth thought. But the truth, for what is true, does not always align up with the truth as I know it. And so even though I can think I am a child of God, in whom God is well pleased, does not necessarily mean that I believe I am a child of God, in whom God is well pleased. It is always the thought behind the thought, that buried thought of my self-identity, that buried thought of who I think I really am at the depths of my being. And so the thoughts of the heart represent the core beliefs deep down inside me, imprinted long ago. The thought behind the thought, behind the thought, behind the thought, leading to what I truly believe to be true of me at the very depths of my being. These are called core beliefs. And trust me, brothers and sisters, it is not our conscious surface beliefs and thoughts and words that are driving the train. No, it is our core beliefs. Those deep, buried, imprinted, programmed identification sponsors of who I think I am. So when I present myself with the question, just who do you think you are? I have to go deep. I can't answer from the surface. It is not a surface question or a question that regards only the conscious interpretation or the conscious perception of who I think I am. It is who I really think I am, deep down inside. My brother, the Reverend Sean Moniker, loves to say as he begins to lead us into his amazing facilitation of deepening the 12 powers that are within us. He generally begins with these words, "Put on your hard hats, everybody. We're about to go in." Going in is what is important. This is why meditation must be more than sitting still and breathing or going into a particular process of connecting, into a certain posture of receiving. Meditation is a deep dive. Put on your hard hats, everybody. We're going in. Deep into the inner selves of our own being. A search. A search, a search, a search to discovery, a search to the discovery of who I really think I am. Just who do you think you are? Are you truly, deeply, in the innermost self of yourself, a child of God, in whom God is well pleased? Remember, these outer thoughts about oneself, these outer affirmations that we speak, are not what's running the show. They're seeds planted into the self-conscious and the subconscious of our being, the arena of creativity. And it is good to plant these seeds. However, as we speak of green and red marbles, you cannot fill your cup with green marbles, which are marbles representing life and liberty and power and God-connectedness, if your jar is already filled with red marbles of low self-esteem, a feeling of disconnection from your God and from your good. Wow. The core beliefs are running the show. How will we ever come to know the core beliefs that we are holding in the depths of ourselves? We must put on our hard hats. Once again, as Reverend Sean Moniker suggests, we're diving in. We're diving into the depths of our own self-understanding. And this takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes discipline, and it takes devotion. This, not so easy sometime, journey back to self. To discover the truth of who I think I am is my life's work. It takes more, once again, than surface meditations or affirmations, which is why our brother, our guide, Jesus, has urged us and invited us to lend ourselves to this great process with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our mind, and all of our strength. As I like to add, as if our life depended upon it. Because it truly does. Not life simply is walking around and sucking air in and pushing it out. Just simply breathing. I remember my father speaking of the many, many countless ones of us as the walking dead. No, being alive is being filled with joy and excitement, gladness and happiness, to have an opportunity to discover more and more and more and more of who I really am and of whose I am, that I might rejoice and be glad in the gift of life itself and my opportunity to live it just for a dash. I begin by words of affirmation describing the truth of my being, and that truth has been stated more than once in my talk. I am the child of God, in whom God is well pleased. But let me not just be satisfied to think this thought on the surface, or to speak these words without passionate knowing that they are true. Let me dive within on the search for the discovery of a pearl of great price. Me, the hope of glory. Me, the one I have waited for. Me, my Messiah. Me, my Savior. Me, my Redeemer. The true me, even deeper than the core thoughts of who I say I am. Who do I think I am? I've told you and I will tell you again. I am God's created one, among the other created ones, given rise to rejoice that God is all there is. Thank you so much for your listening. I love you so much. May God bless and keep you. May God awaken you from the deep sleep, that you may end your need of rousing, having awakened and danced and sung and shouted the good news. Love is all there is. Just another word for God, love. Peace and love to you, my brothers and sisters. Amen.
I am as God created me. That is all I'll ever be. Created in the image of the One. And God is all I'm living for. And I'm the One whom God adores. God is God, my everything, my all. And I know that she is pleased with me. God is pleased with me. And even when I fail to know, my Creator loves me so. Something in me moves me to recall my God never judges me, just loves me unconditionally. God is God, my everything. My all. And I know that she is pleased with me. God, Goddess, all that is pleased with me. How sweet it is to be loved by God, and it grows sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Hallelujah.
My confidence.